Welcome to the Bubbles Brunchcast with your hosts, Aaron and Kayla.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us today here on Bubbles Brunchcast. I'm your host, Aaron Ambergy.
And Kayla Maynard.
And today we got a fun topic for y'all, Reddit deep dive. So I'll let Kayla take it from here because this was kind of her idea.
So my husband's all the time sending me stuff from Reddit because he's a Reddit boy. And every time I look at him, he's got his phone up and he's in some type of Reddit hole, which I didn't know was such a big thing until he started sending me stuff. And then I had to download the app because I really got tired of continuing web browser or app or whatever, like apps do when they have stuff like that. Yeah. There's so much stuff on there. It's insane. There's so many, like, they call them subreddits. And I know we've done a couple of, like, Am I the Asshole? That's one of the subreddits.
Yeah.
There's really something for everybody. And I get stuck in a hole every time he sends me something because usually now it, like, suggests stuff that you might like. Just like anything else, really. Like, a For You page on TikTok, I guess, is the most relevant thing.
Yeah.
Now, since we're old and MySpace is dead. Oh, they're trying to reinvent MySpace. Have you seen that?
No, but yeah, sounds like it's for pedophiles. I'm not into it.
Oh God, that's terrifying. I didn't know that.
Sounds like it. I don't know. I'm not there.
I think my old MySpace is alive from like high school. I'm terrified if that's still a thing. If it's still lurking, I don't have the password to delete any of the pictures, so they're just out, and I'm scared.
Right, somewhere out there in the deep. Met the
like
crevices.
2008 Kayla with the angsty filters and bullshit.
Right?
No. Oh my God, no. Fear. Any hoodles.
Last time I saw Chris's, it said, I am 19 years young, and I'm like, oh, okay. Just a baby.
Just a baby.
He already just turned 34.
Oh, God.
On Steven, the 9th.
I'm 32, so Steven's 37.
37, yep. That makes sense. Yep.
I had to do math. God.
Yeah, math hurts. Just count back.
Hurts at this age, honestly.
Just add 20 years from how old the boy is.
It's true. He'll be 17 this month. Oh, I'm so old. Oh, it hurts how old I am now. Yeah. Well, I did say, I went to the drive-in last night and had to turn my car on so I could use the heated seat because my back hurt.
Yeah. What'd you see at the drive-in?
It was the last weekend, so they played the Gremlins and that new Five Nights at Freddy's. I can't recommend that movie. Matthew Lillard and whatever dude played PETA in the Hunger Games, great. They were the only saving things about that movie, quite
okay.
Honestly.
Good to know.
Matthew Lillard, or as my husband calls him, Shaggy, didn't have enough screen time in my opinion.
That's funny.
But yeah. They're closed for the closed for the season, so that's fun. But I got my deep fried pickles and my heated seat, and that was a good night.
And you're happy.
Was at work. So I took my blanket and I could talk all I wanted.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway,
that's fun. Who'd you go with?
Just me.
Oh,
just me. I went by myself.
Cool.
Yeah, I went by myself. Because I'm a talker in movies, and I know I am. And I was just like, last minute, decided to go. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go because it's cold. And then I was like, you know what?
Let's do this.
It's their last season. I've only gone like once or twice this season. Normally, I try to go at least once or twice because I love it.
I've never been. I've never been to a drive-in theater.
Okay. So next season, once it starts to like actually warm up is when they'll start back. We'll go.
Okay.
And we'll take Bertha, and Bertha has a plug-in in the back, so we can do, like, a blow-up mattress in the back and everything, and we'll just pop her trunk and make Steven park us that way.
Love that journey for us.
They've got, this time they had, like, hot cocoa, and when I went in to get my deep-fried pickles at the concessions, and she's like, dude, you want this? It'll warm your hands up. I was like, yes, please. Yes, please, it's cold. That's usually, when it starts to get cold, is usually when they'll start to, like, shut it down.
Which drive-in?
Paris, Bourbon Drive-In.
Oh, okay.
In Paris.
That's cool.
Look, I think I went the first time 12 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
11 years? I don't know. Milby took me.
Mm.
So that's how long ago it's been.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know such a thing existed until then. It still existed. I mean, I knew I've seen Grease, okay? everyone should have seen Grease by
but
now.
You didn't know it was still a thing.
I didn't, especially in this area, but it makes sense that it would be in this area because it's $10
yeah.
per person for two movies. Sometimes it's new movies, sometimes like 2 weekends ago. It was Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus. I think that was like Halloween weekend, honestly.
Love that.
Last couple weekend, of my favorites. I don't remember what it was like Polar Express and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Which I went to see that it's on like Friday or something like that. It was pretty great. Yeah, that's my favorite Christmas movie, honestly. Squirrel Brain.
Woo! Yeah, understand.
But it's especially even if it's just like old movies, like it's really cool to see them on the big screen, I think.
Yeah.
That's the place I saw Nightmare Before Christmas for the first time. Which, like, just, like, year before last or something.
Oh, wow. You hadn't seen it before then?
Yeah, I had not seen it. I've seen, like, bits and pieces of it, but my attention span could never make it all the way through. But you get me in a car, of course I'm going to make it all the way through.
It's so good, though.
It really, I know now that it is. I know now.
Yeah.
I didn't know then. I had never, like, seen all of it before. Love it. My sister is obsessed with it, though.
Yeah.
To the point where she painted her car at one point and had like the bobbleheads in it, and it was the cutest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh,
like she's so crafty, but I've never seen so many Nightmare Before Christmas bobbleheads in one place.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, I think I'm getting sick. Gross.
Don't get sick, or get sick well, now and don't get COVID again after the Christmas party. Knock on wood.
I know. No. I don't blame them, but I'm still, like, I'm going this year, but I'm scared.
It'll be okay.
I'm going to wear a mask. And I made, like, a hotel reservation at the place right down the street.
Yeah.
So, even can't come because of a schedule or whatever. I can just waddle on down the street and just go take a nappy nap.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sounds fun. Yeah, if you don't want to pay for a hotel, though, you can stay with us.
I already made the reservation. I always like to. This sound probably gonna sound stupid.
No,
I like to. I like to stay in a hotel like every like year or so. Like last year, we had to when I had when my water heater exploded, basically and burst my lines. I like to stay in a king bed every now and again, and that's my way of like talking Stephen into getting me a king bed eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie. This is just me being like, hey, look, I can starfish over here and you still have space to sleep. He's all the time whining. They're like, you sleep diagonally in the bed. Yeah.
You
that's
need
how I sleep.
Oh, my God. I love my king bed. I will never go back.
I want one so bad. I've already started buying king comforters, but mostly because I have a queen bed and two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So, to fight them for my covers, and there's less of a struggle if I have one that's bigger than the bed itself.
Sure.
Learn that, I think, from my aunt, honestly, because she's like, yeah, Owen used to steal our covers all the time. So if you get like a big one, like there's less of a struggle because there's more to go around for everybody. And I was like, yeah, that's genius.
That is genius. Luna doesn't steal the cover. She just plops on top of them and she's too heavy. So, like, fight it to get the cover.
Yeah, like,
she's 75 pounds. But yeah, we kicked her out of the bed because she also like takes up the whole bed and kicks me all night, so I don't get a lick of sleep.
That's a big foot to be kicking.
Kick. Oh, like she didn't kick me. I'm like, she's got her back to you.
Yeah, and she's got her feet to me, my dude.
Yeah.
That's a big foot to be kicking you.
Yeah.
It's a big
and, like, foot. Forceful, too. She runs in her sleep.
Oh, my God. Oh, I've seen her. It's so cute, though. Like, not when it's your spine, I would say. But
yeah, it's funny when to watch, but it's
like an errant foot to the face. That would be a hard way to wake up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just got a second job at Domino's. I'm delivering pizzas.
I would...
Well, started last night.
Well, I would be okay if it were Domino's. Ooh, how'd that go?
It went well. I made like $50 in tips for a 5-hour shift.
Nice.
Not bad.
That's not bad. Mm-mm. Really. Especially if it's like part-time.
Yeah.
I think if I were a delivery driver, I'd have issues to stay hungry constantly, but maybe not so much if it were pizza, because, I mean, I don't like pizza.
Right.
I've had so much pizza in my life. I'm
She's pizzaed out.
Pizzaed out. My parents worked at Pizza Hut when I was growing up, so I am marinara sauce. Unless it's to dip cheese sticks or something in, I don't want it. Red sauce is not for me. I won't even eat spaghetti most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else makes it, because then it's, like, different than, like, how I make it or whatever. Red sauce is not for me. I'm a fettuccine gal as I flip my hair.
Understand. That's, I mean.
I really shouldn't have much pasta anything in my stomach, though, because, like, gluten.
Yeah, and also,
I make gluten-free pasta, but it's different.
Yeah. Also, pizza's got gluten in it. Not good for your tummy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to a Bengals game tomorrow. I will report back on that.
I've had to cut out a lot of. Ooh.
For Chris's birthday.
An Eagles game?
Bengals.
Is that like, wait, I'm going to try to figure out, is that football?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you froze. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it's football.
Football. I'm only into football for the food. Again, food motivated right here.
Same, girl. I'm not into it either. I just bought the tickets for Chris's birthday and I was like, I'll go with it. And I got
it. Oh, that's adorable.
I got a sweatshirt that says Taylor's version, like NFL logo with says Taylor's version on it. I'm going to wear it to the game tomorrow since Taylor's helping, you know, helping the NFL so much by showing up to games.
I'd say that probably does help ticket sales, honestly, yeah. For women at least. Or at least for, I'm sorry, for Swifties. That, let me rephrase that. For
yeah.
Swifties. Everybody is a Swiftie.
There's men Swifties.
There's men Swifties.
I don't know that many of them, but, you know. Oh.
I'm not technically a Swiftie.
You're not technically a Swiftie? That's okay.
It's fine. I'm not. I think really the only reason I ever started listening to her in the first place is because, like, Bub trapped me in a car with while he was driving one day. So this has been 10 plus years for sure. And kept control of the remote over the radio, and he was like, I know you don't like her, but I knew you were trouble. Oh, it's just so. She's chewing on the tag?
She's licking the thing. She's licking. Okay, I know it's a podcast, so you can't see it, but my cat is literally. Stop it. That's enough. Licking the case that we have our Zoom mic thing on.
I love it.
She's so goofy. I love her.
She's a character.
She's 10.
Maddie will be 10 in December. So, like, next month. Oh, my God.
Aw.
That just hit me. I have to take her back to the vet, I think, though. Because I don't think we've talked about this on here. A couple weekends ago, I had to take my cat, my oldest cat,
her angel baby.
My angel baby sent from above.
She's the sweetest cat, literally.
She really is. To the emergency vet because she was throwing up, like, white foam, which was terrifying. And she hissed at a can of tuna, which, if anybody knows cats, that's not a thing that happens. Especially not my cat, because if you so much as make a can opener noise in my house, she comes running because she thinks it's tuna for her. Because she might be a little bit spoiled. I'm okay with that. She's my own monster. I live with it. It's fine. I deal with it. Fine. I took her to the emergency vet. They said that they ran like a bunch of tests on her. Her white blood count was super high. So there was definitely an infection. She had a fever. They think it was like a gallbladder infection or something like that was making her super nauseous. So she wasn't like holding food down.
Oh.
Which I knew someone in the house was throwing up. I have four animals, and I was just trying to pinpoint through the week, like, who it was.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Like, once or twice.
Especially when you're, like, at work and you don't catch them.
That's the thing. I would come home, and I thought it might have been one of my dogs just, like, eating grass or something because it was on the floor. And normally, if you have cats, you know, they are on the back of your couch. They puke. It goes down the back of your couch. This was just directly on the floor. So I was trying to figure out which one of my animals it was. It turned out it was her because that Sunday that I took her, it just kept happening. She hissed at tuna, took her to the vet. It was an infection. They gave her like
fluids, which was hilarious. I was terrified. I was sobbing the entire day. But I was terrified. But when they brought her back and we were figuring out, I was starting to calm down and everything. I called my aunt and uncle and they gave me the vet recommendation because they'd taken care of their super old dog that they had up until he passed like last year. So I was confident that they would, you know, at least look at her, which is crazy to find a vet that has Sunday hours. They gave her fluids like under her little skin and they gave her back and the lady like shook. There was like a hump because like they hadn't dispersed and they were still sitting there. She's like, it's just fluids. And she like shook the hump at me. She's like, they'll disperse it throughout the night. So just keep an eye on her. They gave her like anti-nausea. They gave her antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having to hunt her down twice a day for three different medications, which she has been mad at me for. But then I've been giving her like, you know, what food. She's been fine. But she threw up white foam again yesterday. So, and that's just as a, like, we're still finishing with the last antibiotic
because
the other two are done. So I'm giving her today. And if she's fine, like today and stuff, I'm not going to take her back. But, so maybe she's, hopefully she'll be fine.
I'm sure she'll be fine. It's just
a lot going on there. A
lot going on. So, yeah, do you want to, jump right into our topic?
Yeah. We squirreled so hard.
That's what happens when you get two ADHDers together.
Any hoodles. As far as, like, Reddit goes, I went down a hole all this week looking through stuff. Here, let me see if I can figure this out. Share screen. Oh, no. It won't let me. It's fine.
I think, is it under his post?
Yes. I'm going to try to figure out how to send that because I thought that was the cutest thing. So, like, there's a Reddit, like, made me smile, and there's awe, and then there's, like, gaming, sports, business, television. There's a whole bunch, like, there's history stuff on here. Mine that I get sucked into a lot is, like, the animal ones.
Sure. Because animals are the best.
Yeah, or like the they really are.
Is it this guy?
Go back. Yes, it's that guy.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's so cute. He's got like it's adorable. And then you'll have stuff like the Reddit text and like how they do their stuff is like r/whatever like the name. So like one that I found. What like and then there's also like memes and stuff and like clever comebacks and like we've done Am I the Asshole a couple of times. Mm-hmm. There's also the gaming ones like where people put up videos of their gaming. Like one from Clever Comebacks is like to win $3 billion you have to survive 24 hours getting chased by a horror villain of your choice. Who are you picking? And someone's top comment was, the Predator. I am old and out of shape and unarmed, not honorable prey. And I don't think I've ever felt so targeted in a while.
Same.
Because, like, that would be super easy because they would look at me and go,
not a fair fight.
I'm good.
Not a fair
and
fight.
And then would just wander off to the, like, the Sasquatch or something like
that. Yeah.
They'd take that over me, honestly. Which, if you haven't seen the Predator movies, anybody out there, they're really good. The originals are better because they have Arnold Schwarzenegger in them. He's great.
I actually haven't seen them, but I'm going to have to one day.
You should. I don't love the... they do, like, the Predator and Alien, I think is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love, like, the cross... They did, like, a crossover a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of the alien ones, just because, like, the face-sucker things terrify me.
Yeah.
I'm claustrophobic. I don't want to, like, imagine my... No touchy the face. And then there's also, like, the thing that bursts out of people. If I'm thinking of the correct one. I've never made it through an alien movie all the way through. Because of that very thing. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
think they have acid spit too. Ugh. But no, the Predator film series, great. Probably aging myself a little more with like 80s movies and early 90s. Stallone, Schwarzenegger, like Willis, love his heart.
Oh yeah, poor
Demi
guy.
Moore, like all of those are super, like those are my go-to comfort, like real. I've never seen the diet. Okay, Christmas is coming, so I have to make this confession. A lot of people say the Die Hard movies, those are Christmas movies somehow. I don't know.
It takes place on Christmas.
I've never seen them all the way through. I started one like 2 Christmases ago, I think, with my uncle because he said the same thing. He's like, "It's Christmas. It's a Christmas movie." And like never made it all the way through.
Now, we watched it a couple years ago, but I fell asleep. Not because of the movie, it was good. It's like
You were just sleepy.
I was just sleepy and I laid down on the couch and I just That's the thing about me. I often fall asleep during movies.
Yeah, and if I don't fall asleep during movies, I have to have my phone out because yeah, got a text message right in my eyeball with the flash. If I don't have something to occupy my hands in, like I can listen and see, and still have my phone out. If I don't, I'm gonna fall asleep. I get comfortable, get warm. Steven gets on to me all the time because he's like, "You're not even watching the movie," and then I'll quote exactly what just happened, like visually and audibly, and he's just like, "Okay, well that's fucking dumb. How did you do that?" I'm like, "It's called ADHD, my dude.
You gotta have subtitles.
Yes, if
I
I
do
don't have
too.
subtitles, I can't. It makes my brain itch. Like I'm just like."
That's a good way to describe it. I couldn't quite articulate what
Yeah.
the feeling was, but like,
Yeah. It just makes my brain go, no. That could also be a little bit of my OCD too, because like my brain also likes stuff the way that it likes stuff. So once I find something that works for my ADHD and it's not, it's just like I can't. I'm also a person that you've experienced this a ton, I'm absolutely sure. With me. We'll be talking and if I'll say, "Huh?" And then before you even get a chance to fully make your way through repeating what you said, I'm like, "Oh, okay, no." And I'll answer like the question or like whatever, because it takes my brain a second to register what I hear it, but it takes it a minute to like make it all the way through. And then like, and my brain goes, "Huh?" first. And then it's like, "Oh, okay.
Oh,
Yeah,
wait,
no.
yeah, I got
The
it.
sky is blue today."
Right.
But yeah, so
Excuse me.
we're different. We're different people. We work differently. We should do that one day, podcast on that.
On.
So, coming soon, ADHD. To a microphone near you. Anyway.
Yeah. So, Reddit.
Reddit. Okay, so another thing that I found, there's a lot of Japanese ads on there. And Japanese ads, let me say, are absolutely the best thing that I've seen in a minute. I found one this morning that I'm trying to figure out a way to send to you right now. There's a dude stuck under a rock, and his wife is trying to push the rock off of him. And she starts to pray, and she's like, "I've never asked you for anything before." And then God comes down. He's like, "I'll give you one wish. What do you want?" And then she just looks at him, and the dude's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be saved." And she wishes for the skin of a 16-year-old, and it's a health, the skincare ad. And I'm like, "Oh my God, wait, what? How did we get here?" And it's like, for the skin of a 16-year-old, use this. I'm just like,
Oh my God.
so that's a
I
good
wouldn't want
hole
a,
to go down.
the sick skin of a 16-year-old. Like, that's
My
when
skin was
prime
great.
acne.
I didn't have acne then. I have like a lot of dermatitis now, but I'm old and didn't wear sunscreen when I was 16 like I should have.
And as white as you are, you didn't wear sun.
I know. Well, yeah, the one year I went to my dad's in South Carolina and we did a river float thing. I was so sunburned, I couldn't lay on my back for the next couple of days. I had like, I'm pretty sure I had sun poisoning
Oof.
because I didn't have blisters, but I peeled so bad. I got so burnt because I was on the water all day and that magnifies it. And I think we put it on at the beginning of the day, but we didn't because we spent 8 hours floating down a river, never reapplied, and then everybody else is from there, so they were like already tan, beautiful skinned and stuff, and they were used to it, and here's me glowing in the fucking dark. Translucent, you can see my veins.
You need a rash guard, darling.
I was, yeah, I do. I need that for like just every day. Now I put sunscreen on under my moisturizer in the morning just to go sit in the office because the lights, even the lights and the computer screens and everything can fuck with your skin, apparently. I don't know.
I didn't know
I'm
that.
old and I just put it on there now.
Doesn't hurt anyway.
It can't hurt for the little bit of sunlight that I do see on the way home from work because I go in so early. I don't, the sun is asleep still. Oh, speaking of yawn.
Sorry.
Oh, God. There's also some Reddits where, shoot, my brain, that make you go, oh, God, no. Because I found one where this kid was like, my teacher asked me to call his phone so that like he could find his phone in class or something like that. And I did. So they had my number.
Yeah.
And then their teacher started texting them, hey, can you help me out with this? Or you have
Uh-oh.
to help me with something. Or you can't even say hi to me. Okay, no problem. I thought you should have started with a greeting, but no worries. All good. Stuff that a teacher really shouldn't be texting a child. And that makes you go, as a parent, that makes me, I would fight you.
No, that's not good. That's creepy.
No.
Sounds like
So
the
there's this.
whole I can't find my phone, can you call it, is a ruse.
Yeah. As an
So, yeah.
adult, like I'm so much more tapped into I was super, I mean, honestly, I was super naive as a child.
I mean, we all were.
Yeah. That's why I like the internet. The internet is bad, okay? There's also stuff on there. Like I found one who was posting, it was like a Twitter caption, like someone had posted it here too off of their Twitter. Looking for a sperm donor and
Yeah.
had their specifications. There are subreddits where people can share like, how to put this delicately? Pictures of a certain nature,
Yeah.
and their lifestyles and stuff like that, which is totally cool. That if you're comfortable enough doing that, do you, boo boo? I don't care.
Right.
Go for you. And there's a place for everybody, so that's pretty great. Until you find like the dark side, which I'm sure there is to everything, honestly, like. Even when MySpace was a thing, there was, I'm sure, awful things. I, like I said, I normally get into the animal videos or the pictures or the texts or stuff like that. There's like Karen stories on there. No disrespect if you
No.
are Karen.
If your name is Karen.
Yes, if your name is Karen and you do not act as the stereotypical air bunny. Karen,
Caravan.
that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Karen's actually a pretty name.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing,
But
it's a nice name. It's just unfortunate that
it's got a
that's,
bad rap.
I mean, I guess it could have been, Sharon or Barbara or,
It could have been Kayla. It could have been Aaron. It could have been anything. It's just what they've picked that name for.
yeah, but what can you do?
I have
I
no
was
clue.
reading those texts from the teacher,
Yeah.
and good for the
Crazy.
student for standing up for themselves and recognizing there's a problem. Like, hey, this isn't inappropriate.
Like, this is
They sent
weird.
like
Why
a
are
paragraph. I'm not gonna read the
Yeah,
whole
no.
thing to you. But yeah, they stood up for themselves, and that's good. It shouldn't have
Yeah.
to. Shouldn't be a thing.
It really shouldn't be a thing. Teachers shouldn't be weird. Like, I understand your people, too. Don't get me wrong. Oh, it's a head boop. Don't get me wrong. But like you should also realize that there's a line. Like, wasn't there? There shouldn't be. Okay, in the news all the time, you see videos or not videos. Good Lord, hopefully not videos. Stories about like this teacher was having a relationship with a student, and like it. Like, I know there was that movie, That's My Boy, like from Adam Sandler. He just
Yeah.
wants love.
It's always helping me
That like
podcast
had
today.
touch. Zozo says, Mom here. She's like, let me in, Mike. I have things to say. She's very talkative, so she very well could.
Oh yeah.
But there should never be a story in the news about like this teacher was having a relationship with this child. See, there's your keyword, child.
It's not a relationship,
Child.
it's grape.
Yes. Thank you.
That's
Thank
not a
you.
relationship, that's abuse.
That is grooming at minimum, that is grooming.
Yeah.
But I'm also a person that tries to stay out of the news because stuff like that does, it is upsetting. I have my own. I'm already like, I have OCD. I have all kinds of things. I'm already terrified of the world in most cases. I don't need the news scaring me anymore. So I tend to like avoid it until I can't. Or if I go to my papal's love's heart and I hear the news and the YouTube from the other end of the house. Or he sits there and I get like 6 hours of like Russia and Ukraine videos on the TV. Or whatever. So I tend to stay on the happier side of most things like Reddit,
Yeah.
dog playing in the snow, or
Dog getting a wheelchair.
kitten in a basket, or I'm gonna send you this picture of this void baby.
Okay. I'm always
Which
game for that.
void babies. We love kitties.
Yes.
I think I'm
Oh,
gonna. It's in
little
the void, but
void.
it's juicing. And its eyes are so big and its ears are so big and the rest of it's just small. SMOL small.
I want
Blah.
next time I want next cat I get is a void.
Oh yes. The voids, I cannot recommend voids enough. I have a chonky long boy in my house that's a void. Voids are black cats, by the way, you guys. They're the best. Not adopting them because they're black cats are bad luck. No, they're not. Mine's a derp, okay?
He is, and
He's the
he's
neediest
needy.
baby.
He follows her into the shower.
He does into the water
He's
of
a
the shower.
COVID kitty.
Yeah, he has issues with separation.
Poor baby.
But yeah, he's that I cannot recommend them enough, honestly.
I
But
got.
Stephen had the nerve to kind of tell me that we're not going to have any more cats after the ones we have, age out of our home, basically,
Go to the farm.
politely. And I was like, yeah, no, you're not. No, we're always going to have cats. You can get over that, right? Meow.
You know what? I had the exact same conversation with Chris. He's like, no more cats after these die. I'm like, I am not living without cats.
Sorry, bud. Like he was a cat man when I got him. And then I brought in a dog, so I brought it on myself a little bit. He's like, I'm actually a dog man,
I'm a
which
dog
is
person.
not any of the dogs I'd ever had before. So like he loves my dog. Like my mom's friend gave me my dog. She's a little pink poodle. And this man had the nerve to be like, I don't think I'd fight you over anything. But if we were to ever break up, like, because we're married, so we'd have to go through court. I might actually take you to court for this dog. And I was like, nice try.
Nice try.
He was a gift to me, sir. So she goes with
With
me.
me, yeah.
Mister, I don't want a dog. It's now a dog man. He would
Yeah.
fight me for my dog. I was like, I have papers on this bitch.
And then
So you better keep mama happy if you want to keep puppy. I'm just saying.
Ladybug the Chug melted his cold, dead heart.
He did. I don't know if we've talked about that on here.
I
He's
don't think
always been like, I
so.
don't want a dog. I don't want a dog. I don't want a dog. And he went to Aaron's house after she got Ladybug. And like I guess Chris told her, or you
I told
told
him.
him the story of how you got her.
Yeah, 'cause her owner died and she ended up at the shelter at 10 years
And she's
old.
like
Poor little
10,
baby.
yeah. She's just a shiver. That's all she is. She's just a shiver. She's quite cute. She's a chug. She's like a
Chihuahua
chihuahua pug.
pug, we
She's a
think.
tiny body with giant eyes.
Yes. And he's like, and the next time I saw Kayla, she's like, you've melted my husband's cold, dead heart. He's like, Aaron and Chris got a new dog and her owner died. But
Oh,
she's so
how did
sweet.
that?
And you're like, who are you?
Met with me and said that. He's like, it's so sad. And he was like, literally, like, I don't care. He won't care. Like, misty about this dog. And I looked at him and I was like, who the fuck are you? And why are you in my bed? Like, get away from me, stranger.
But she's a good dog. They're both my dogs are good dogs.
Both your dogs are adorable. I can just pick up the jug a little easier than I can Luna.
Yeah.
So she gets a little more snug than Luna.
Luna does not like being picked up. I will tell you that.
I don't know that I have struggles picking up Lily. With your, she's like 15-20 pounds.
With your back, don't pick up Luna. I've only picked her up once, and that was after her knee surgery, and we have a split level house. I had to like
help her up the stairs.
Yeah. That almost ruptured a disc.
She's a sturdy gal. She's healthy. For her size, she probably should be like the way that she's,
she is. She's not fat. She's just a big dog, 75-pound pit lab mix.
No, your dog melted my husband's heart, and now he's like, I don't want any more cats. And I was like, I just paid $600 for a fucking litter box. We're going to have cats forever.
Did you get a litter robot?
I got a little robot and I love it.
Oh, I was going to say, do you love it? Because I've been wanting one, but like, it's hard for me to justify the cost.
Well, I got it after, like, just before Maddie got sick. I ordered it and it came after Maddie got sick.
Mm-hmm.
But Steven, like, he's very, honestly, I say I'm OCD and like, I'm diagnosed OCD. So I am.
Mm-hmm.
He's not diagnosed, but I'm almost positive this man, like, he won't even put his hand in a bag of chips. I have to, like, put the chips out on a plate for him if I'm home, because he won't put his hand in, because then his hand will get all chippy. And then, like, if he eats chips with his hands, I've shown him how to eat them with chopsticks so he doesn't have to touch them with his hands if he really doesn't want to. But he will hold his fingers out, like the claw, and not touch anything until he goes wash his hands.
Yeah,
Just because he doesn't like to be sticky. He won't eat suckers. He won't eat stuff like that.
It's probably
like anything on him.
Sounds like a sensory
texture. Yeah,
a sensory thing.
He's also very clean in the house. But another, like, you have cats, they're gonna get litter everywhere. Like with litter scatter. I have litter mats, and I cleaned it and all that stuff. But like, you're still gonna have it.
Mm-hmm.
Litter robot cuts down on that. It cuts down on like having to clean it, because like it does it for you, and it has like the drawer, and you can use like any really like 13-gallon trash bags, any of them, so you don't have to buy the expensive bags that they have. Their customer service is apparently great. I have a coworker that had one. She had like three or four cats, and she was like, I love this thing. She's like, I cannot recommend it enough. And like, the base broke on hers. And, like, they just sent her a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Because their customer service is great. Because, I mean, it better be, for if you're paying $600 for a litter box, they're like, preach. Yeah, no. We will do what we can do. But, yeah, I recommend it greatly. There's absolutely no litter smell in the house ever anymore.
Wow.
Which, that's one thing that, like, if you have cats, you know, like, no matter how clean you are with it, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Salem's a big boy. So no matter, I bought like huge giant litter boxes and he would still like knock stuff out of it. I had to buy like plastic thing, like not dividers, but what's the word for going around? Barriers. There we go. Hi.
Sorry. I couldn't think of it either.
My name is Kayla. My brain checked out like 4 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
But no.
Same.
I had to buy barriers so he would stop like peeing on the outside of it on accident, and mm-hmm. like, that's not a good smell you want in your house. And
no, cat pee's the worst.
So yeah, really. The litter robot is giant. It's really, it's like a tiny spaceship in your home. So if you have the space for it, that's something that I will look into. But he fits in there perfectly fine. He's not peed on or anything. Really, the only thing that I have to do is top up the litter, clean like the thing, the globe on the inside every now and again, because you know it does streak a little bit if you don't leave it long enough to clump. But you can use any clumping litter, you can use any trash bag. You have to straight drop the trash bag when it's full. It tells you when it's full because it connects to an app on your phone.
Nice.
What
a world we live in.
I know. I get notifications every time it cycles, because then you could set it to like 3, 7, or 15 minutes after they use it, because it's got a sensor in there.
Yeah.
And like, it's great. I love it. Not an ad, but if you want it to be,
If you want to sponsor us, little robot, if you want to send me one, I'll review it.
They're freaking great. I watched so many. I've been looking into it for like 2 years because I just couldn't justify the price in my mind.
Yeah.
But like I finally pulled the trigger on it because Steven just had like a complete meltdown. He's like, there's so much litter in the kitchen floor because we had it in like a corner of our kitchen. And I was like, all right, that's it. It's given him the ick. It's always given me the ick, like scooping litter boxes, but I love my cats and
yeah, you don't gotta want do them it. To
go outside here. So yeah, love it. It's great. It's $600. Not great, but I was also having to replace the littler ones, trying to find one that fit Salem. So I'm sure I've spent $300 at least on trying to figure out which ones work for him anyway.
Did they go and to it?
I just put it transition wise. I just put it in the exact space the old one was in, and I put them in there and like moved their feet around so they realized that that's litter.
Mm-hmm.
Never had an accident outside of it. Oh, Salem's never missed it. It's he just sits in there. Like he did get the back wall a couple times, but like it, you know, it can be wiped down. Still doesn't smell like pee in my house. Doesn't smell like cat poop. Doesn't smell like. I also have an issue with Xena. I have to like.
She eats litter.
We had to like barricade off that corner because she would go into the litter box and eat shit.
Yes,
there's no other way to say it.
Snuffy used to do that.
Like, litter on her nose.
Yes, and Snuffy like, had litter in her beard.
And I would just gag. It's she's not one that licks people, but if she were, I'd be like, But yeah, I can't. I recommend it. Because the timer cuts that out too. Because you know she isn't like lurking, waiting for them. I think she's gotten into it once in like the 2 weeks that I've had it. Because I guess she was eating her food when they went to the bathroom and it's in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
But once Christmas is over, I'm moving it to the living room so that I can have my kitchen back and put a table in there so I can do puzzles and sewing and have a little craft area.
And eat.
And a dining room table. Yeah, and a dining room table. So I gave that up for them because like we didn't want the litter scatter anywhere. But that it cuts out on the litter scatter almost completely. There's very little that makes it out of there because it's got steps and I'm waiting on my new litter mat to come in because I got rid of the old one when I got rid of the because Salem had peed on it too because he knocked litter out of the smaller litter box and peed on the litter that he had knocked out because he's like, litter. What I'm supposed to do? He is a big boy. He's a chunky boy. He did not fit. I had cabinets. I had also probably spent a couple hundred dollars on cabinets to put the litter box in to hide it because it was in my kitchen. Because once he peed on it so many times when he knocked litter out of it, like, I'd have to replace it, too. Because you can't get the smell of cat pee out of anything.
No.
At all. Ever. Like, I've tried.
No, it's awful.
But, again, not an ad, but it can be.
But it can be.
But it can be.
I love it. I've been wanting one for years, but, like, it's hard to justify the price.
Well, see, what I did to make it, like, a softer blow, they also offer Afterpay. So it kind of breaks it down to where it's not like so much at once. Like you can break it down into like 4 payments or some stuff, but it's still a lot. But I'm gonna get my use out of it, so I'm definitely getting another account after this.
yeah.
Salem's only like 4, but I'm gonna be using this thing forever as long as it holds out. Mm-hmm.
And then if they have a good warranty, then if it craps out, pun intended.
Yeah.
You can get another one.
Right? They have, like, you can get, like, I think a 2-year warranty or something. I don't think I did because I'm still in, like, the 90-day period. But cause they also have, like, a 90-day money-back guarantee. Like, all you have to do is ship it back to them.
That's cool.
It's gigantic. So it probably wouldn't be cheap to ship it back to them.
Probably not.
But this box was, like, almost as tall as me when I got it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, I'm so sorry to, like, my delivery person.
Yes.
I was like, they have to hate me around Christmas anyway.
I always feel bad for the FedEx drivers because they deliver their Chewy boxes.
Oh, the dog food, yeah.
Yeah. It's heavy.
Yeah. I've recently started having Chewy deliver, like, the blades for the trimmer, because we have two, like, poodle mixes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
I'm not paying a groomer, because we would have to take them like every 2 weeks, basically, with the way that their hair grows, and though we like to keep it, or we'd have to like wait longer, which with them, like we have to shave their butt anyway, because otherwise stuff gets stuck in it,
Yummy.
and then you have to chase them down with a baby wipe.
Yep.
That's not what I want in my life. So they deliver my razor blades every now and again, because yeah, you have to do that, or else it doesn't keep them sharp, and then that's harder on the animal, so
Yeah, I get it.
we have to put them in a swing, a little
Oh
sling, to get them, because they're like, no touch fences,
no. Right?
but then they just dangle and they're like, whatever, I don't care anymore, world is over.
Luna's too big for that, but I don't groom my dogs. I take personally myself.
I don't either, Stephen does.
I take them to PetSmart and they do it.
Yeah, well, they're both short hair animals too,
They're both
though.
short
So,
hair and it's not that often. It's like
yeah.
every couple months.
Yeah, we'd have to take them 2 weeks is what we prefer to do for them. But we could probably do like a month, month and a half. But then again, we'd still have to shave their backsides, because
Yeah.
I'm not chasing a, no, I did that with like an old cat that I had one time because he was long haired.
Not
Not
doing
doing
that
it.
again.
Not doing it with Steven. He prefers to do it anyway because he likes them a specific way. Again, I swear this man's OCD. Just won't let a doctor tell him that.
Yeah.
Also, like, I get it, because I like their head done a certain way and their little feces and
Yeah.
whatever is actually most comfortable for the animal too. So, because it can't be comfortable having stuff stuck to your backside.
Right? No, we had a fluffy dog before, Snuffy.
Snuffles.
Snuffles.
Yeah, for sure.
But in the summer we'd get her shaved down the fur 'cause she was quite fluffy and,
Yeah, she was. She was adorable.
she was so cute.
Oh God, this kitten's still staring at me. Let me get
That's
you big so I'm not staring at the kitten.
funny. Felt like I was going to tell you something else.
Okay. ADHD got us.
ADHD
And it's
and I'm
whips.
tired.
Oh gosh. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. Just, two jobs. I started last night at Domino's, like I said earlier.
Yay. For the holidays.
No, I'm just trying to pay off debt.
Oh God. That's that. Okay. So that's what gets me too about like our generation, people like our parents, grandparents, or whatever. Like, I don't see why, or mostly grandparents, honestly. I don't see why, like, you don't have your own home, or you don't have this, that, or the other, because everything's so expensive now. You literally got your house for like $17,000 with 5 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms and whatever else. And like now it's $100,000 for like a trailer.
Yes, and trailers
So.
depreciate in value.
So,
Yeah.
like, don't come at me, okay? No, thank you. No, return to sender. Because everything is so expensive. Like, literally. I think between Steven and I, we make like $50 an hour, I want to say.
Between the two
And
of
it's
you.
between the two of us, not
Yeah.
like together. But that's still an insane amount, especially coming from where we come from. That's an insane amount. For people that don't have like master's degrees or like law degrees, or we're not doctors or whatever. But it's still like, there are times when I'm like, damn, everything's so expensive. Because it is.
Yeah. And I have a master's degree and I
You
don't
do.
make a ton of money, but I mean, Chris and I do okay
Yeah.
for ourselves, but like, and we don't, our overhead is pretty low. It's just everything is so fucking
It really.
expensive. Inflation and wages aren't keeping up. It
No.
is awful.
It's discouraging, is what
Yeah.
it is. Because
Minimum
they're like,
wage has been the same since I was in high school.
that's terrifying, because like a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas or like whatever is just like, I remember growing up, my mom had these little magnets on the fridge that told like for each of us over our birth year, it told like how much a house was, how much like gas was, how much
bread, milk, eggs, that kind of stuff, like staples and stuff, how much it was in like the year that we were born. And it was insane just for mom's like 1968 to like my 1991. There was not that much of a difference between like the pay rate and everything, but everything else was super fucking different. Like the housing prices, the car prices, that's why when like my papa was working, people could like when he was young, I'm sorry, in like the 50s and stuff like that, people could work. One man could work
And
and
provide for their family.
yeah, they'd have a nice ass house and cars for everyone and like money for vacations and like all this stuff. And now we're like minimum wage is seven, what, 775?
725, yeah.
725. Good God. And like people are struggling. That's why there's food stamps are such a thing right now. Like they've always been. And like assistance, housing assistance, like low income housing. Like that's why there's so much of that just growing instead of just upping the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Soapbox. I'm gonna get off
My
of it now.
husband's grandpa was like, I made $10 an hour in the mines. And I was like, okay, let's get out the old inflation calculator and see what that would be today. And I said, I put it at 1970. $10 today would be $50. He made $50 an hour for all intents and purposes. Yeah.
My memo's dad was like a foreman in the mines when she was growing up.
Yeah.
Like, she said that he made enough money that where they could have all, this isn't what happened because he was an alcoholic, but whatever. He could have like had they had like 9, 10, 11 kids, I guess. There was a lot of, I mean, I think Papal had like 13 siblings, but any
Woo.
noodles. My poor great grandmother's. Like he made enough money as a foreman in the mines to like have a really nice house, have cars for each of the kids as they got to that age.
Wow.
I'm like call like yeah, so like that's how much they made then. That's and then here we are and like how little stuff cost then, which for then it was probably a lot, because if you're only making $10 an hour, a dollar for something is probably a lot,
Yeah.
but it's insane.
It is. But I guess that about wraps us up for today. We are running out of time on our Zoom meeting. Unless you have
Number two.
anything to add.
No, we scrolled off so hard, but
No, it's fine.
I like the way that we went today.
I do too. I thought it was
I think it
fun.
was
Nice
fun.
little chat session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started off on Reddit, but we gave you all kinds of information on everything else. So, takeaways
Yeah.
for today: watch Predator, not Alien.
Go to the drive-in.
Yes, do that. And get their deep fried pickles if you go to the one in Paris. They don't do like the round pickle slices. They do like long pickle slices, so it's really good. It's like a pickle fried cheese, like a it's like a pickle fry. It's an actual pickle fry. I know you
Like
don't like it.
pickles.
I know, but somebody out there might, because
Somebody
I
out
like
there
it.
might, yeah.
I shouldn't have had them because it did give me a little acid reflux, but I did it anyway because they're really good, and I had them one time this year. One time, it's not so
It happens. But
bad.
yeah, make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on socials at Bubbles Brunchcast on Insta and TikTok. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, give us a shout at bubblesbrunchcast@gmail.com. And we will see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Well, that was the last call for this episode of the Bubbles Brunchcast. Please subscribe and tune in next time. We will be serving it up all over again. Enjoy your week.